back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind at Gary of Sussex?
Hey, it's always nice talking to you. You know, it's nice because you give me a chance to talk and you don't even interrupt. And that's pretty cool. I like that. And you know what, CJ, he can get his point across a little bit better, but I think he needs to be a little bit, tone it down a little bit and be more kind. But I'm still a big fan of CJ, so I hope that doesn't wreck our relationship.
No, your calls are always welcome, Gary. Go ahead.
Well, okay. My point is about, you know, we are divided because of the fringe left that you guys have. You know, if you guys became a little bit more moderate, I think that we'd be a little closer. Even 5 or 6 years ago, I thought as a country we were closer together than we are today. I mean, it's bad, and you'll admit it, and I'll admit it. Now, you made a point about the Indian reservations. You know, these people can't vote now because unless they have drop boxes, they got to go 40 miles. Well, you know, Matt, what have we done for hundreds of years without drop boxes? We voted. You know, it worked. It worked. Just because it's more convenient now, you know, the people are just not going to vote because it's not as convenient as it was 3-4 years ago. What's your point?
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, you know, Gary, you're raising a point, a very interesting point, and I've thought about this before. When I was a kid, obviously I didn't vote, I was a kid, but everybody basically voted on Election Day. Everybody voted on Election Day. I'm talking about in the 60s and 70s. And if you wanted to vote absentee, it was a big deal and blah, blah, blah. What's happened over time is that, especially with technology, you know, because remember, in a lot of those, early on, they were all paper ballots, and the mails took forever. But then I remember back in the 70s, they had these machines. They didn't have electronic ballots that were scanned, and they'd have machines with these little handles on them. And so if you wanted to vote, say, in the 1980 election for Reagan or Carter, you'd move that handle physically on a machine, and it would be over the Reagan name or the Carter name. Now, you know, it's a huge hassle to separately print ballots for people who wanted to vote absentee. And the point is, fewer people voted back then. I do not think, just so we're clear, that drop boxes and mail voting is fraudulent. You know, I think we have to separate this. I mean, your point is a valid point to this extent. In other words, in the past we didn't have them, why should we have them now? But if you accept the fact that there is not fraud involved in this, there really is not, then the question is, should something be done to make it easier for people to vote? Some people have suggested changing election day to Sunday so everybody has it off. Some have suggested that on your tax returns, if you didn't vote, you have to pay an extra $100 in taxes, you know, that kind of thing. I don't subscribe to that, but European countries have much higher voting incidence than we do. Even in presidential elections, we may be lucky to get 60 or 65%. But European nations for thousands of years have had armies swarming over one another, killing one another, and they know how important it is. We've been kind of lucky. My view is that it's most efficient, and I would say fair, but even if you take that out of it, I have nothing to fear with large numbers of people voting. I think getting a feel for what a larger number of people think about an issue is much more instructive and valuable to our leaders who are making decisions than a smaller number. I mean, people can make mistakes. And so that is essentially my feeling on that. So you are right that back, you know, certainly 40, 50 years ago, I remember when my parents voting, you know, there were no drop boxes. There was absentee voting, but you had to be darn near dead to absentee vote. And okay, was that bad or good? Fewer people voted. My view is that it's more efficient in a difficult and technological society to get really nuanced feel for what everyone thinks with smaller populations of voters. And I see nothing wrong. You know, in Colorado and I believe Oregon, they vote by mail, period. You know, you're registered, you get a ballot, you send it back in. There's not fraud. And there's a large number of voters. And Colorado is a purple state. You know, it's a competitive state, but it's not just Democrats who tend to vote by absentee or drop boxes. And I'll tell you a I'll finish up with this, and I encourage you to keep calling in the future, Gary. Because I agree with you that a house divided itself cannot stand, and we've got to find a way to come together. A funny fact, in the old days, I remember many elections like this. They'll say, it seems too close to call, but there are 10,000 absentee ballots uncounted, and they almost always go Republican. So things are looking good for the Republican. Every one of those cases, the Republican won. It was Republicans who voted absentee back then. Now you could say the same thing and change the name. It's the Democrats who tend to vote absentee. I think that if you took away absentee voting, as they are trying to do in Arizona, more Democrats would still go into the polls on election day. But is there a public good that is served? Is there some sort of public good served by reducing the number of voters? Because it will reduce the number of voters. I think the more the merrier. There's no fraud, and I think it basically is beneficial for a democracy. Thank you for calling in, Gary. We have another caller. I guess we're going to make an exception for Jean of Eau Claire, who apparently is going to follow up on something she said before. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend.
Matt, I just want to add to this because we have a larger population, a decreased number of voting places for this large population. We have decreased access. You know, there's a lot of places where they don't have transportation available. And then the times of day, people are working longer hours where stores are open more than they were ever before, you know, a lot of stores. So people have to work double shifts and different things going on, so they don't get access to the polls. Also, elderly, a lot of elderly are living in their homes, but they have things brought to them. They don't go out much so that they don't have to go in nursing homes. They don't have a way to get to the to vote. And so this is significant. We're a whole different world than what we used to be, and so we need to include everybody, and that's what I have to say. And I do support the hearings, being everybody watch those hearings, because you need to understand what the heck happened on that day, and I'm looking forward to those hearings. But thank you, Matt. I won't call again twice, but there was
okay.
So many
things. Thank you, Jean. Very, very good comments. And we're coming to the end of the show. I want to add one thing. People talk about Ron Johnson, and the fact of the matter is he is spending a lot of money on TV. But remember something. Ron Johnson is an isolationist. He was one of 31 Republican senators who voted against aid to Ukraine in a spending bill. Tom Tiffany up in northern Wisconsin was one of 57 Republican congressmen who voted against it. Mitch McConnell himself, Moscow Mitch, said there is an isolationist wing in the Republican Party that is connected to Trump, and that's why he led a delegation to Ukraine to meet with Zelensky. I'll tell you what, Tiffany voted no to more to the resolution to suspend importation of Russian oil. Tiffany voted no to support NATO. There was just a resolution. Do you support NATO? He voted no to loan weapons to Ukraine. And Johnson voted no on aid. Now, let me tell you something. Isolationism cost us a lot in the Second World War because it took us a while to get ramped up. Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany are isolationists. We cannot afford that. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, and always Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow. I am stopping for today. When I was young.